Damon Young of Very Smart Brothers, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything inherently wrong in your eyes with a white person opening a fried chicken restaurant?
There's not, actually, because fried chicken is awesome. You know, that's always been, I guess, one of the more awkward and peculiar stereotypes about black people, that we, you know, love fried chicken. Everyone loves fried chicken. Like, if aliens ever landed on Earth, their first meal would probably be extra crispy two-piece. Like, everyone loves fried chicken. So again, there's nothing inherently wrong with white people appreciating fried chicken and trying to make money off of other people's appreciation of fried chicken.
So why do you think there's so much outrage that we're seeing on social media?
It's due to the fact that the creation of The Coop, which is, I guess, what this place will be called, doesn't exist in a vacuum. I guess the owner is going to put it right there on Howland Avenue, where black restaurants and black businesses, and most famously the Shadow Lounge in Ava, used to sit. And that used to be a nexus for Pittsburgh black culture, just that whole area. And over the past decade, you know, we've just seen those restaurants and those businesses in the Shadow Lounge, you know, having to move out or get priced out or whatever. And we've also seen Bakery Square and the, you know, the $1,500 a month lofts that are like 200 square feet that are popping up all over East Liberty. It's just an environment where the people who lived in that community, people who are from that community, aren't made to feel welcome anymore. And so opening a fried chicken restaurant,
a hip-hop, you know, themed fried chicken restaurant.
A hip-hop themed right. Fried chicken restaurant. Like, a couple of white people doing that in the gentrified hood just screams tone deaf. And even worse than tone deaf, it could just be an instance where people recognize that this is something that will be seen as tone deaf, but they just don't care. They're just like, you know what, we want to sell fried chicken in the hood, and you're not going to stop us, and that's just what we're going to do.
Do you think it is a matter of not caring? I'm sure you can identify lots of other places in contemporary culture in the last few weeks. The Pepsi commercial, the announcement of this restaurant. I mean, do you think it's a matter of not caring or really not knowing?
I mean, I can't really speak on the internal motivation, but I do think that there is a tendency to, in these instances, you know, there's a Pepsi commercial, for instance, and that whole controversy, to give the people who are involved with creating these things the benefit of the doubt and saying that, you know what, they just were ignorant and they were tone deaf and they just didn't realize that what they were doing was culturally insensitive. But, you know, I think that might be letting them off the hook a little bit. And I think in some instances, sometimes you have people who may not be completely aware of history, but they're aware. They're not completely clueless. And they just have a bit of a balancing act in their head where whatever they feel about the history and the context and the racial and cultural and political feelings, that doesn't matter to them as much as making a buck.
WESA did recently receive an email response from the owner of the restaurant saying they've now decided to change the concept of the restaurant, that it's just going to simply be a chicken restaurant, and they're kind of splitting with the original full concept that they had. What do you make of that?
You hear that and you wonder why this continues to happen. Because, again, I'm not going to make too many assumptions about these people, but I'm going to say they're not stupid people. And they should be aware that, you know what, if something like this happens, we are going to get pushback. Like, there is going to be a conversation, there is going to be a reaction. So why not just prevent that and just not do it? Not do it in the first place. Not have a hip-hop themed fried chicken spot in the first place. In a location that already is a very, very sensitive location for many Pittsburghers, black Pittsburghers specifically. And so I guess it's a good thing that they decided to reconsider, but they never should have even had to reconsider.
Damon Young, thank you again for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Virginia.